Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So, on today's show, we'll be discussing how to keep your spiritual space clean. wanted to make sure I got that correct. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget, if you miss the show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, like our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, everything spelled correctly across the board. All right. Now I'm going to open things up with our weekly affirmation, which is going to be an affirmation for peace and positivity. In this moment, I focus solely on the highest good and best outcomes. I call on my angels, ancestors, and spirit guides to remove all negative energies and entities from my space. I am at peace within myself and in my home. All right, Ashe. And you'll find that posted on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, June's monthly yoga pose, because you know we got to change the monthly yoga pose up every month. It is a new month. It's crazy how the months roll by. The low cobra is a fairly easy pose. It's when you lay on the floor with your forehead on the ground, toes tucked, knees lifted, and then you take your arms to your chest and press them into the floor and slightly lift your chest and head and neck off the ground, eyes and head looking straight forward. The low cobra has benefits like opening the heart chakra, releasing tension from the chest, stimulating the kidneys, clearing passages in the lungs and the heart, eases asthma symptoms, elevates the mood, and improves menses for the ladies and irregularities. So that's a great pose to add to your yoga sequence if you're not already adding it in. For all the queens out there, while you're on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, The Queensdom Post at blogspot.com. The Queensdom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the first classroom, which is a woman. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. And that is, again, The Queensdom Post at blogspot.com. We are having a special poetry contest on there. It's called the Women Manifesto Poetry Contest. It's when you write a poem dedicated to proclaiming the divinity of your womanhood, and you can send that in to taequeen, T-A-E-Q-U-E-E-N, at hotmail.com. The deadline is June 11th. I might have to, extend it a little bit, but I definitely want all my sisters out there to get involved and let your voices be heard and get in with that poetry contest because it's a great opportunity. All right, the details are on thequeensdompost.blogspot.com. All right, and without further ado, I will bring on our new co-host, which I am proud to present right now, you guys. Can I get a drum roll, please? I don't even know if we have a drum roll on the board, but I'm going to just bring him on. His name is Saeed Mustafa Muhammad L. Right? I said that right, right?
Yeah, you said it right, sis.
Okay. See, because I'm good like that.
Yeah.
All right. So welcome, brother.
Thank you, sister. I'm honored by all means. I just want to say that I hope that we can possibly create some type of forum where we can discuss something, some things on a more positive level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Generate a little bit more spiritual cleansingness and positive energy within our cycles, you know.
Exactly. When people gather, especially to listen to this type of positive energy, it generates its own type of cleansing and healing energy. So
right.
That's why I'm so proud to have you on board, you know, have a little bit of help with this thing I'm calling my show. And, you know, definitely get the word out there, let people know about it, let people know about the projects that we have going on, because we have many great projects.
Right.
Speaking of one of the projects, I'm going to play a quick 1 minute commercial that is promoting the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, which is something that the producer of this show, Michelle Alford is putting together, and it's going to be a great, great thing. So for all my social word artists, especially out there, definitely something you want to pay attention to. What'd you say?
I was just saying yay.
Oh, yay, yes, of course. All right, so we're going to play this quick commercial, and then we'll be back getting into the subject on how to keep your spiritual space clean.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right. And that was the Spoken Word Billboard Awards commercial. Again, for all my spoken word artists, definitely something you want to look out for, as well as our poetry contest, which we do have going on for the ladies, of course. So without further ado, we're just going to break into this subject because it is an interesting one. We're going to be talking about and discussing today how we can keep our spiritual space clean. In the time we live in, it's more and more crucial than ever that we become aware of the energies around us. With the new age of Aquarius and cosmic shift upon us, what was once a shadow of the spirit is manifesting more and more as reality. This is a powerful time, but power is neither good nor bad, and it's up to us to direct that power in the ways in which we would like it to go. So today's show is about understanding negative and positive energy as it pertains to the space around you, and how we can best protect ourselves with the knowledge of how to manipulate the energies in our space. All right, so that's just pretty much what we're going to be talking about today and what we're going to be bringing to you. Anything to add, Saeed?
Yeah, I had to deal with a little situation, and I had to kind of check myself, check my, do me myself a spiritual cleansing, you know? So this is going to be very exciting. I'm very excited about the things that's going to be touched on. And hopefully a lot of us can get our spiritual houses clean tonight.
Exactly. All right, so let's start out discussing what the spiritual body is and what the light body is, just to give a foundation of knowledge before we get into actually how we can cleanse it. The light body or the spiritual body is a spiritual counterpart of our physical selves. It comprises the chakra system through which becomes our connection to the cosmic and higher dimensional energies and realities. The subtle body is where the phenomena of astral projection and travel take place. There are many levels to the spiritual body, and you may hear it referred to in many different terms. But for the sake of the time being, and for necessity's sake, just look at it as a spiritual manifestation of your being. There are many different levels of your being, of your energy, and your light body is just one of those manifestations. And it's just like your physical body. You want to keep it clean. You don't want to be spiritually funky, people.
Right.
We want to make sure that our spiritual bodies are in order as well as our physical bodies. So, and that can also manifest into issues. If our spiritual body's not clean, it can also manifest and trickle down into our physical body, which is a problem that a lot of people don't establish and that's not addressed within the current established Western medical system, the correlation between the spiritual body and the physical body as far as disease is concerned and as far as things that go on there. So this will be a foundation that will help you understand a little bit more of what we're talking about when we mention these things.
Right.
So an aura is the field of the subtle body that's luminous of radiation surrounding a person or object. The aura is formed by the light emitted from the light body. The brighter and clearer the light body is, the bigger and brighter the aura is, which also makes it more powerful. So by now we should all know that we are infinitely connected to everything and the universe and everything that's living around us, whether it's adamant or inanimate, because just because it's not moving or growing doesn't mean it doesn't have some form of consciousness. So any object or energy that immediately is in our surroundings has an effect or has the power to affect us, especially those with an aura. So the space and our aura occupies and allows us to access the connections, and the larger and brighter our aura is, the more powerful it can be. So what I'm just saying right there is that outside of your physical body, the space that you occupy is much greater than the actual physical body itself.
Right.
Okay? So the space that you occupy as a physical being is not necessarily the space you occupy as a spiritual being. It all depends on how in tune you are spiritually, how much you keep up with your spirit and making sure that you're feeding your spirit and making sure that you're clearing your spirit and you're clearing your energy. And like I said, making sure you ain't spiritually funky, because that's not really going to work out. By doing those things and by doing the things that we're going to suggest tonight, you'll be able to actually brighten, enlighten, and strengthen your aura and, just be able to deal with these things. So if you're going to have negativity in your room, let's just say we're sleeping in our room. Now by the principle that I just said, our spiritual presence actually encompasses greater than our physical presence. So our aura might take up the size of a whole room. So we're going to feel all the energies within that room. If there's not something right going on in that room, then there's not going to be something right going on in our spirit. So that's why we need to understand what the aura is and how it affects us and why it's also very important that we utilize the art of spiritual cleansing.
Right.
All these points add further to the importance of maintaining a spiritual cleansed area. Areas where we spend the most time, like our bedrooms, office, and any other living areas you may occupy most, will benefit greatly from understanding the science of spiritual cleansing. Mm-hmm. Anything to add, Saeed?
Yes, I was just going to add in, since you're doing an excellent job, I was just going to say that dealing with that aura, haven't you ever noticed, like, if you are in a space and then somebody else can come into that space, and it's like the energy is high, and then just some like a dumbing down of the whole energy aspect just disappeared. Like, it's just, man, this person just came in here and just changed the whole aura of the whole room. You know what I'm saying? Because they spiritual. They're not tapping into that higher development of themselves. You know, so they're bringing that low desire, that low. At that low frequency into the room and just change the whole atmosphere of the room. You know what I'm saying?
And like I said, power is not good or bad. So you can be powerfully negative or powerfully positive. It doesn't really matter. Power is not good or bad. It's the vessel or the tool or the manner in which you utilize it. So the intent in which you put something forth, that's where the negativity or positivity comes from. Negativity is not necessarily bad, and neither is positivity necessarily good. We ultimately strive for harmonious balance. But for the sake of this conversation and to put it into layman's terms, we really don't want to have an overload of negative energy, because that seems to be what is the norm in this planet. So in order to balance out the many negative aspects that go on, especially spiritually on this planet, we need to be aware of how to bring positive energy in. All right?
Right.
Now, speaking on top of that and piggybacking on top of that, we need to understand the causes of this negative energy. Before we address how we begin to spiritually purify our space, we must address the causes of negative energy in and of itself and how we can detect it. Negative energy comes from various origins. Negative energy can be transferred from one entity or from another entity or another person, like we just talked about. For example, allowing someone that who is carrying that negative energy into your home, that energy can then latch itself on to yourself or your personal space. Negative energy can also derive from disturbing, unpleasant, or traumatic events taking place in that space. This is why it is key to cleanse our space when we first move into a home and periodically throughout our time living there. With the current time we live in, it's very easy to accumulate negative or unwanted or low vibrational energy in our home. It is our responsibility to make sure that this space that we live in is not only physically safe, but spiritually safe as well. So there are various ways in which one can detect the presence of negative or stagnant energy. Like I said, it's about flowing harmonious energy, a balanced energy. It's not necessarily negative or positive, but for the sake of communication's sake, that's a lot how we refer to that energy as positive energy. Because it feels good when things are balanced. It feels
right.
It feels right. So that's how we associate it. The first way that we can tell or detect the change in energy is our mood or how we feel, like I just spoke about. So sudden descents in mood, this is how you can detect negative energy. Sudden descents in mood swings, irritability, sadness or depression, anger or hostility, fear or being afraid, sleep paralysis when we're in our bedrooms and we're sleeping and sometimes we feel like we're awake but we can't move. That's a sign that there's negative presence within our homes. All these things can indicate the presence of negative energies. Anything to add on the mood or emotional level of detection?
No, I'm riding along with you. I'm piggybacking off you, and I'm just going to say that, that's that balance that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
If you're not balanced, you're going to have those mood swings, you're going to have those physical illnesses, your emotional instability is going to be frequent, it's clear that you're not connecting with the God power within yourself, that's all.
Exactly. All right, for the sake of time, I'm going to remind everybody that we do have 37 minutes left in the live stream. That means you do have 17 minutes until you can call in. And, not 17 minutes. Whoa, my math was off right there. 7 minutes until we can call in and have you come on and ask your questions. Of course, you can always ask your questions via the live chat, or you can call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. You can call in. Let your voice be heard. We're on live, kicking it conversations with the
live
Queen, discussing how to keep your spiritual space clean with Brother Saeed. We're going in right now. So, back to how you can detect and the ways in which you can detect the disturbance of negative energy or negative presence. Physical responses. You see, like I was talking about that connection between the spirit and the physical.
Right.
You get aches or pains. You might get colds or congestion, headaches, chills, shivers. You might smell bad odors, unwanted or unexplained physical reactions. Now, that's the key point, is unwanted or unexplained. Now, I'm not talking about if you in your room and, like, somebody threw, like, something under the bed that could possibly rot or something like that, and there's some old food stinking under your bed, that's a bad spirit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, sometimes there are things that we can't directly correlate to any physical thing, and that may be a spiritual entity or a spiritual origin. Like things falling over sometimes, that doesn't necessarily denote a negative presence. It just denotes that there's a presence in your room. Sometimes that can be our ancestors trying to get a hold of us, or sometimes that can be other entities or spirits trying to get in contact with us. But what I'm just saying, if you have these negative responses sometimes, people don't even know that. You can have a headache from a negative energy attaching itself onto your aura. Now, I'm not saying that don't mean that headache didn't come from you eating a bag of Dorito chips. I'm saying that, you know, if you know that you're a spiritually clean person and you're very sensitive and randomly you have a headache, not only does it denote over toxicity in the body, but it can also be some type of spiritual toxicity coming through. Did you have something to say?
No, I was just saying that we don't really look at that. We just be thinking that, I got a headache.
Exactly.
I don't know what's wrong.
Exactly. And sometimes we'll feel tired or fatigued or those types of things. That's to denote of some type of spiritual, sometimes it's a change in the spiritual atmosphere that we're going through. And especially us as melanated people, we are within strong connection to those types of things. So it's definitely, definitely up to us to understand that those things do affect us. Lastly, but not least, our behavioral responses to our environment, like arguing constantly with partners in the home or people who we live with, fighting or clashing, destructive tendencies like messiness, keeping clutter or hoarding, non-constructive criticism being thrown in the home, abuse, physical, emotional, or verbal, insomnia, the inability to sleep, the inability to focus or be productive. These things can be caused from a spiritual blockage. It might not even just be a negative entity. Sometimes it could just be that the energy flow in the house is stagnant and it can cause these types of things. So, you know, these are things to look at when you go into, you know, wanting or seeing that if you might need to spiritually cleanse your house. So these are the warning signs. These are the things you could go over. I'm definitely probably going to put together a little article so I could post that on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com to go over some of the, you know, symptoms of having a negative home and then also bringing out the positive information that we're going to dispense right now on how we can combat that and how we can maintain positive energy in the home. Again, like I said, I'm going to open up the lines, I'll say, in about 5 more minutes because I want to get through most of this information if I can before I let the caller call in. You can call in at the caller number, which is 917-932-8881, and also just raise your hand by pressing 1. You should hear that on the call queue. If you got a question or a comment or anything you'd like to add pertaining to the topic of how to maintain neatness and cleanliness, or whatever, however you want to say that
cleanliness.
Word. Cleanliness. There we go, brother. See, that's why you're my co-host.
Yes.
Because you help me out like that. All right, cleanliness within your spiritual space. All right, so let's get in how to bring and maintain positive energy. There are many different divination tools we can use. Some of those divination tools include herbs and oils, candles, color therapy, all these different ways. I mean, I've briefly broken down. I actually did a show. I don't know if you listened to it or you can go back into the archives and listen to it. It's a color on chromotherapy, which is the therapy of color. So I actually broke down a whole show on that if you want to go back and get more into that. But, yeah, they all coincide with each other, all right? And these are just the tools that we can use to enforce that nice, positive feel within our homes, all right? So first for herbs, and these are smudging herbs. If you're not familiar with smudging, what it means is that the dried herbs will be taken in a bundle, right, and you'll burn the end of it, and then you'll let the smoke run throughout the home. And that's what smudging is. So this is what you use to smudge any types of these herbs, and I'm going to give you the reason why you can use it, okay? Sage, which is a guard against negative energy, okay?
Yes.
Frankincense helps to elevate the consciousness, and so does myrrh, and as well as cleanse spiritually. Patchouli. Patchouli helps to protect and ward off against negative energy. Sweetgrass helps with meditation. Lavender helps to calm. Flax cedar helps cleansing and attracting positive energy. Rose petals help with love attraction, meditation, and divination. And yerba santa leaves actually help with healing and magical protection. Forgive me if I'm running through this fast. You can always come back and listen in on the archives if you're trying to take down notes or whatever the case may be. But we just try to get through this information. We'll start taking calls right now. It's 30-minute mark. So anybody who wants to call in with comments or questions, call in at 917-932-8881, and you can press 1 and raise your hand. We'll take those questions now. All right. Oils that we could use to help keep our space spiritually clean are eucalyptus oils. Eucalyptus helps with health, healing, and purification. Cinnamon helps with prosperity, positive energy. Peppermint helps with the conscious mind purification. Lemon helps with healing, health, and purification. Fennel, purification and courage. Coriander, healing, memory, and love. Basil helps to relieve gloom. Myrrh helps emotional blockages. It helps to break them and ease them. Orange helps to create cheer. And rosewood oil helps to calm. Lotus oil helps with healing and luck. All right, so all those oils and these herbs are there for you to utilize whichever way you would feel to. Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Chamomile, too. Definitely go into that. If you have anything to add on, Saeed, you can definitely add in.
Oh, yes, I'm flowing with you. I told you I'm piggybacking with you.
All right. And all those different oils and herbs can help us to keep our spiritual space clean. We do have a call, a question, a caller with their hand raised from the 803 area code. Caller from the 803 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions, and where are you calling from?
Peace. This is Palmetto Star, the Underground Ruler of Radio, and host
of
Q Rock
TV. Palmetto.
Peace.
What's good with y'all? I was just calling in, supporting, man. I love the topic, what you guys are doing. It's really relevant to what's happening with me right now. So, you know, I'm really feeling the topic of conversation. And I would just like to ask, you know, just from your own personal perspective, you know, how you think that meditation or and things of that nature and those sort of practices could help you, you know, clean up your spiritual space.
Okay, so how these meditations and how these oils and the things that I'm going to give out can help you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, pretty much what's going on is herbs, the oils of the herbs, the parts of the herbs, candles, colors, all these things, all these divination tools carry vibrations and frequencies. And ultimately what we're doing when we're ridding negative energy of any space, even the certain meditations that's altering your own consciousness and your own vibratory rate to lift to a higher frequency. So what we're doing ultimately is lifting the frequency so high, right, that these negative or low vibrational entities can no longer facilitate existence within that reality or within that space, because the vibration is much too high. You cannot, negative low vibrational entities cannot exist on high frequencies. It just doesn't work out that way. So that's all you're doing. When you're utilizing, when you're burning the herbs, when you're burning the oils, when you're dealing with the incense, whatever you're doing, when you're doing these things, all you're doing is raising the frequency.
Yes.
All right. I feel that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. And,
Any other questions or comments?
Well, yeah, I did have a comment. You know, I just wanted to shout out because I know I had talked to both you and Saeed. Is it Saeed, right?
Saeed, yes, sir, brother. Name, right? Yes, sir, brother.
And I just want to say, you know, you guys are really doing a positive thing. And, you know, I think that, you know, we just need to communicate and organize more amongst our channels and stuff like that, too, Raw for TV, you know, Conversations with the Queen, because you guys are out there doing it, and I just like the positivity and the messages that you are putting out there.
Yeah.
Man, I appreciate it, brother.
And, and shout out to everybody. Let them know about Tura for TV. Let them know when's the next show, how they can tune in, all that stuff.
All right. Well, Tura for TV, we're every Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
And this Thursday will be, I'm going to give my listeners a first glimpse at the Turn Off Your TV mixtape, Volume 2. which Volume 1 had over 60,000 listens worldwide and worldwide downloads as well. So we're going to give a first glimpse into that. And we're going to be talking to an artist out of the Atlanta area named Summer Azul. So make sure to check that out. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com/2rawfortv. And a big shout out to y'all because y'all doing it big, man. Conversations with the Queen. Y'all check that out. I mean, I try to check it out every time I can, and it's definitely a good program. Definitely a positive program. I love it. And now, man, you're doing your thing. It's the first. I know this is your first time co-hosting, but you definitely you can't tell. You know, you're definitely doing your thing right now.
Oh, brother, you can't see these butterflies the size of monarchs in my stomach either.
But I'm humbling, though. You ain't supposed to let them see you sweat.
It's all good. Thank you for the love, brother.
All right, brother.
No doubt. No doubt. Peace, y'all.
All right, peace, brother.
Peace.
Exactly. So check that brother out, like you said, on Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/2rawfortv. All right, y'all. Great stuff. We do have another caller in the queue with their hand raised. Caller from the 567 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. I want to give a shout out, first of all, to you, the Queen, and say hello, and also to Saeed, which I call Say-El. And I'm calling I just appreciate the invitation to come in and get in on your topic and your view, you know, keeping your spiritual place clean. My name is Kazuko. And like you said, I'm calling from the Queen City here in Charlotte. And I really didn't have any questions, just really I wanted to make a couple comments as I was listening in to what you were saying as far as the spiritual body and the physical body. And these kind of conversations just really allow me the opportunity to come in and give another perspective to what I believe the bottom line in what we all believe as far as our spirituality and how it's connected. So I just wanted to make a couple comments, and then that was it. So I thank y'all for giving me the opportunity to do so. And I, like I said, definitely appreciate being able to be invited into different perspectives of how we all study. And so for that sake. But when you mentioned the spiritual realm, what I wanted to say was that being that we are spiritual beings first and that the host is the body that we operate and function out of, which is the point where we deal with the five senses, taste, touch, sense, smell, hearing. And then the bottom base to us is the soul that projects the emotions, the feelings, the thoughts, the actions, which is the center core where all of these things come out of, where the heart lies. And so what I wanted to say, when you mentioned scientifically how they don't give you the information about when your spiritual space is not cleansed and is not kept, you know, at a peace, so to speak, the medical terminology for that is when we're angry and frustrated and built up on a lot of, you know, anxiety and just negativity, period, what people don't understand and what knowledge about this is that there is a hormone that is released in the body that's called cortisol.
Yes, cortisol, the stress hormone.
Yes.
And we talked about this, too, on the show, actually, a couple months back.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, cortisol, is when it's released, you know, in big bursts, it can cause, you know, heart attacks and all kinds of deficiencies in your physical body. And like you said, keeping your spiritual body intact is more so important than focusing on the physical body. And there's actually a chapter that speaks in Timothy about, you know, spending time on working out the physical body, which edifies less, but yet the spiritual body, and to feed the spirit is more edifying. And so that's what that scripture means in terms of if you cleanse your house and keep that right and keep your mindset and your heart and your attitude, your demeanor, your thoughts, you know, your prayer life positive towards even those who are negative to you and even enemies that you're aware of and unaware of, then that only elevates you spiritually. Mm-hmm. So for that aspect, I wanted to just point that out. And when Saeed made the comment about somebody coming in the room and the aura in the room just completely going, you know, from high to bottom size, that's where I study. It comes in to spiritual discernment. And if there's any gift that I would ever want to have, whether it been prophesied or, you know, whatever gift, the one gift that I think is very imperative that we all have is the gift of spiritual discernment. And that's what Saeed was talking about when he was saying, have you ever felt like, you know, this person, everything will be good and somebody can come in the room? But also to understand that when you get that dissension in the atmosphere, that's because the atmosphere that this person brings is a spiritual principality of wickedness for that atmosphere. That's why you feel such a complete shift. And we do live in a world that is only filled with spiritual principalities. So it's imperative to keep the spiritual space clean. And when you keep the spiritual place clean, it has to do with everything that you mentioned, Queen, about people coming into your home. I cleanse my house out periodically. You know, mm-hmm. It could be your children. So you have to, you can't have a blind side to those that you live around. You have to have that spiritual discernment to be able to pick up where it is, where it's coming from, and who it's coming from. But not only just in people physically that, you know, enter in and out of your home or whether you're, you know, somewhere else, because you want to be able to get to a point spiritually where the atmosphere is conducive to your spirit. And mm-hmm. not the spirit of the next person. So you control it when it comes, when you walk in. So, you know, you shine, your light shines, and the atmosphere has no ability but to be subject to a lighter, more God-given empowerment because you're a child of God. You understand? So mm-hmm. not only can you let spiritual, how do I want to say, not only can people come in, but keeping your spirit house clean and your spirit man, in the essence, just covered over with this bodily flesh, you want to make sure that you what you take in is not just comes from physical. It comes from what you listen to musically. It comes to what you watch,
yes.
You know, TV
yes.
shows. It comes from every aspect that is governed by and that intentions is to keep us without knowledge, to keep us on the left side of the field so we don't really understand what's going on the right side of the field. And even with entertainment where we think, I mean, my number one show was Underworld, and I'm really going to say it still is, but I see a deeper revelation in that type of trajectory as well as
right.
Avatar, stuff that you think is simple, subliminal messaging. You know,
yes,
I went
they
back
there.
And watched a lot. Yeah, I went back and watched a lot of movies that I bought for my kids that I just have so many. And when I sit back now, having grown in the knowledge of the word and grown spiritually as a spiritual being, it trips me out what I missed, having just thought that this was just entertainment and just looking at it. But I mean, even from Arthur, it's crazy. It's completely whack, but I don't want to take down the show. So that was just really what I wanted to interject on that and just, you know, say those
thank
couple
you.
Of things. Yes, thank y'all. I really, this is just good for me. I really, really, it's not always the best thing. It's not the best thing at all to just be around and confined to people who think like you, because then I can't add to you and you can't add to me if we're the same.
Exactly.
Right.
So this is what really, you know, gives me the opportunity to come on a different aspect. But I think in a nutshell, at the bottom base, it's just coming to an understanding as a whole who we are and what the bigger picture is. But I think that just listening to y'all has been an opportunity because it lets me know your mindset and your aspect of viewing things. The only other last thing that I will say is when you spoke on divination, that's another thing that we need to be spiritually discerning about and making sure that when we're into these different meditations and things of that nature, that there are all different types of ways that the enemy spiritually can get in. So we have to be very careful and protective of our spirit beings. And that's it. I'm done. I love y'all. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sis.
All right. All right. Thank you for calling in. And remember that you can call in to Conversations with the Queen every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. Anna. We do have another caller on the queue. We only have 15 minutes left in the live stream. I know you think an hour is enough, but it really ain't.
Right.
Caller from the 111 area code. I believe you're calling from Skype or maybe off the computer. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
Hello?
Yes.
Peace.
Hi, this is CJ. How are you?
Hi. All right. We're good.
Well, I'll just make this brief. There are a lot of people who are still asleep and, you know, that are not, they have not been awakened. I have lots of friends that are asleep, and I don't know, what is your personal take on it? Like, should you try to awake someone and introduce them to spirituality, or what's going on in the world first?
Okay, sweetie. Now, now I'm going to tell you this. The first thing you want to do is never, ever try and wake somebody up.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever watched The Matrix, but it says clearly in The Matrix, there are some people who are in The Matrix and cannot be awakened at this point in time because they are so hopelessly dependent on it for their every source of being. So you can't just shake up somebody's reality. I mean, you got to think about it. What did you just say? They're sleeping, right? How would you feel if somebody came in your room in the middle of the night and woke you up? Like, hey, wake up! Like, you wouldn't feel too good. Your reaction wouldn't be too great. So
irritable.
The thing is, you don't want to go and force people to wake up. Now, what you can do is if they ask you a question, be 100% honest about those questions that they ask you. And because that's when they're seeking information. Now, information and consciousness has to be sought by the seeker. If it's not sought, it will not resonate with their consciousness, okay? So you don't want to impose consciousness on anybody, but what you can do is be a beacon of light and just make sure that your spirit shines so brightly that people who do want to take interest in it are attracted to your spirit, so they will come to you and you will bring higher resonating people who vibrate on a higher frequency. You will bring them towards you because you will attract them with your own light spiritually. So that's really the road you want to take on that. I wouldn't recommend trying to wake anyone up, but what's going to happen is because you begin to vibrate at a higher level, anybody who's truly in sync with you, who's really close to you and spiritually bonded to you, anybody who's on those levels, they're going to begin to rise as well, whether they understand it through a subconscious level or a conscious level. Anybody who's immediately, really, and truthfully connected to you on those levels. So you're not going to have to worry about that anyway.
Can we get your name and where you're calling from?
CJ, I'm calling from New York.
Oh, okay. Hey, CJ.
He just loves to say hey.
Thank you so much. That clarifies a lot of things.
No problem, sis. And you can always call in to Conversations with the Queen every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're always here. We always have it popping, and we're always talking about something relevant. Now, we don't have any more callers in the queue, which is great because it allows me to get through the rest of this little bit of information that we got here, which is actually a lot of information. I'm going to quickly run down the colors because we don't have a lot of time. We only have 11 minutes left. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do the colors and candles later. I mean, I'm going to do it when we record or if we have any time left at the end of this. I really want to give everybody these baths that I have because this is going to be crucial. It's really great to help you on your spiritual journey and on your spiritual path, okay?
Yes.
Now, the first spiritual bath I'm going to give you is a simple mixture of baking soda, sea salt, and Epsom salt, okay? The ratios are about one-third, 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 okay? So if you're going to add a cup of baking soda, add a cup of sea salt, add a cup of Epsom salt, and use 1/3 to 1/2 of a cup in your actual bath that you're going to take or in the bath that you're taking. And that should actually help to cleanse out any negative energy in your aura. Okay? The next bath that I'm going to give everybody is a bath that I actually got from Bobby Hemmett, listening to Bobby Hemmett lectures, and he actually gives it out on one of his lectures. And this bath, I know it's going to sound a little crazy, but you just got to deal with me on a spiritual level, okay? Understand that it's a very small amount, and it's for a spiritual purpose. 3 caps of ammonia, 3 caps of bleach, 3 caps of apple cider vinegar, 3 caps of lemon juice, or 1/3 of a lemon, 1/2 cup of sea salt, and light a white candle and sit in it for at least 15 minutes. Submerge your entire body and take the wax of the candle, a little piece of it out, and carry it on your person for at least 7 days. Okay?
Man, now, I'm going to do that.
It's a powerful aura cleanser. Powerful aura cleanser. I've done it before. Really, really works. All right? So those two things I really wanted to give you, as well as this last little solution, which is a positive energy mist. I use it all the time in my house. I'm always spraying. I keep it in my little spray bottle. Sometimes I put it in my hair because it's natural, so it's nothing too bad. 10 drops of eucalyptus oil, 10 drops of peppermint oil, and 10 drops of lavender oil all together, and this creates a positive energy mist in your little spray bottle. You can just spray it around the room whenever you feel like, oh, you're cleaning. After you clean, just spray it down with some positive energy mist and do that thing, all right? So that's really great. I want to notify everybody, too, the best times to cleanse your home is right after you clean it. So spiritually cleansing can follow a physical cleansing. The biggest thing is if your home's dirty, right? I don't care how much days you burn. It's not a positive atmosphere. You want to make sure that it's spiritually and physically clean, okay? So physical cleaning, yes, I said bleach in the thing. I know people's looking at me like, you putting bleach in your bath water? If you got a problem with it, don't stay in it too long. Only stay in it for the minimum of 15 minutes. But, yeah, I wanted to share those tips with you, and I hope that that's helpful to everybody. We do only have 8 minutes left in the live stream, so I want to let everybody know this is your last chance. Yes, your last chance to call in with any comments or questions if you do. So the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And so if you have any last-minute comments or questions on pertaining to how to keep your spiritual space clean, we are definitely here and we are definitely listening, but only for 7 more minutes. So, gotta let everybody know it's time, Chris. All right, we do have a caller from the 313 area code. Caller, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Jawan, calling from Detroit.
All right, peace, brother.
Peace,
do you have
What's
any
happening?
Comments or questions pertaining to the subject?
Oh yeah, I was commenting on that when you said the bleach bath. I'm familiar with that. The bleach bath, you know, that cleanses out your. You know, that chlorine cleanses out your pores real good to get all the gunk out, you know, all that stuff that we're picking up from this atmosphere. So I'm familiar with that. That's something that's actually an old school thing that people
Yeah,
use.
I heard it before.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, man. You put that in your water, all you need is like a capful of it.
Yeah, you're not going to put a whole bunch. Like, that's the thing. I don't want people to think you bathing in a thing of bleach. Please.
Right.
If you do that, right, don't blame me. You cannot. I'm putting a disclaimer right now for anybody who puts a whole thing of bleach in their bath water
and then
wants to blame Conversations with the Queen for that. That is not how we're doing it. We're telling you 3 caps. Just 3 little,
right.
It's very small amount. It's a very, very small amount. And that's just a spiritual concoction. You have to understand the principles of alchemy and all those different things to understand what you're doing here. You're creating a spiritual concoction. We're not saying go drink no bleach, go bathe in a whole thing of bleach. Just a little bit of bleach.
don't send us the soup papers. We don't want the soup papers.
I mean, we already, you know, when you go to pools, it's pretty much, that's what you're doing. When they put chlorine, that's what's in the water anyway. So.
And it has high amounts of chlorine. They're putting in bottles of chlorine and all that stuff. So, And it's also in small amounts. It's already in your drinking water and in the tap water, depending
exactly.
on where you live.
And
so.
We have a little bit. We have that in our system anyway. We have a natural chlorine system. That's what helps clean, purify the body. So we have a little chlorine in it. So a little bit more than your bath water is not going to hurt you.
Exactly, exactly. All right,
hey,
brother.
Thank you, brother.
You for calling in with that and defending my point.
Yeah, because I was showing over here looking like, what is she talking about? Put a little bleach in my water? No. What is she talking about? I don't want to get a cold wash done.
All right, peace.
You got any other comments or questions, brother?
No, I'm just commenting on the bleach thing. I'll just let you know, hey, you're not crazy about that one.
Okay, all right. Thanks, brother.
Right.
So you got all somebody
right.
to
really, and we do have 5 minutes left, sadly, on the calling queue. Oh, I'm sad. Because I didn't get to share every single bit of information, but, you know, I want my people to call in. That's the most important thing to me. We're only going to be left on the live stream for a couple more minutes, so I'm going to quickly try and run down this information right quick with the colors and how I'm going to deal with that. But before I do, I'd just like to let everybody know that you've been listening to Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station, featuring our new co-host, Saeed. All right.
Hey.
You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Here's to Your Health with Dr. Dee Morton. She's a naturopathic doctor. It's a holistic show. Definitely great for anybody who's into health. All right? So as we wind down the clock, I'm just going to go down the different colors and the healing and all that stuff that goes on with the colors. All right, orange is a healing color. It attracts fortune. Yellow is a cheerful color. It promotes learning as well as affirmation. Blue is tranquility, calmness, and healing. It protects us in our sleep especially. Indigo is purification. Violet and purple are angelic colors. They counter depression and, of course, psychic healing. White is purification, protection, breaking negative patterns, aura healing. It's great to use in visualizations. Pink heals grief, restores youthfulness. Gold is helpful in overcoming addiction or bad habits. And black is a source of creation. It's protection and guardianship. So those colors, when you use them, you can also use them as the candles or burn those candles to help raise the vibratory rates and raise the frequencies. We did get through all the information, and I'm so glad that we did.
All right.
Anything you have to add on, Brother Saeed? Anything at all?
I'm just riding with you tonight. I'm happy to be riding with you, and man, I look forward to bigger and better shows. This was great.
Yes, yes. I mean, as you can tell, I can definitely hold down a show on my own.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can talk a little bit myself. So I just want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight, and I want to thank everybody who was in the chat room. We had some great questions in the chat. We had some great, you know, insight going on in the chat room as well. I want to thank everybody who came in and supported myself as well as Brother Saeed, and thank you to Brother Saeed yourself because you did a great job co-hosting. The energy was wonderful and upbeat, and I'm so glad to have you as a part of my team.
Oh, thank you.
All right. See, that's the love that we give on Conversations with the Queen. It's all about balance between the masculine and the feminine principle. It's all about love and harmony as family. And it's all about informing everybody on things you can do to improve your life and your life quality. All right. Without any further ado, I'm going to bid you all a good night. And I'm going to take it out with a little bit of Music Soul Child and Chrisette Michelle. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, 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 something anyone can be. Yeah. Attraction, now that's something different. Uh-huh. And thankfully you're both to me.
Goodbye, love. In this life, yeah, you gotta be with someone you like.
Whoa.
You think we've got,
yeah,
what it takes to go the distance.
I can tell you now.
Someone